The FBI is warning the public about an increase in the crime known as sextortion, when suspects target minors and threaten or coerce them into sending sexually explicit videos and images online. Offenders then threaten to release the content unless the victim produces more. Financially motivated sextortion follows a similar pattern, but ultimately offenders are looking for financial gain. Special Agent Curtis Cox in the FBI's Salt Lake City office says they receive dozens of calls a month.
These cases typically involve young male victims between the age of 13 to 17. We see some younger than that, actually. And so we're just really trying to get the word out. Obviously, awareness is key here. We want kids to know what sort of dangers they face online. We want them to know what resources are available to them.
Cox says in the 6 months from October 2022 to March 2023, the FBI saw a 20% increase in the reporting of financially motivated sextortion cases. If you or someone you know believes they're a victim of this kind of crime, contact law enforcement immediately. You can report it to the FBI by calling 1-800-CALL-FBI or online at tips.fbi.gov. Cox says as young people live their lives online, some fall victim to these scams, typically on Instagram or Snapchat. He says the scammers who pretend to be teenage girls approach young men. The scammer will send a sexually explicit video and solicit one in return, which is then used to demand money from the victim.
With threats that if the money's not paid, they're going to send those pictures to social media contacts, their friends, to their family, to others in the kids' orbit. And obviously that fear, right, of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic.
Cox says trying to make payments doesn't solve the problem and can exacerbate it. He adds the resulting anxiety can lead people who've been scammed to self-harm or thoughts of suicide. But he says there are resources to help, and he urges parents to not judge or be angry at their teen, but to view them as a victim who needs help and support. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our Trust Indicators at publicnewsservice.org.